And of course, you contacted me and told me that you're releasing a new show. And I'm like, Big Fatty doing his own show when he's basically doesn't know how to program a microwave? This is news.
Now, can you help me with that VRC that has that 12 o'clock blinking on it? I'm still not sure about that. Anyway.
My microwave light, my time is blinking. I've had it for 2 years. I still don't know how to program it.
But you do a podcast. So, hey, you know, if Tristan can do it, why can't the family?
Anyone can do it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online. Well, hello everyone. This is episode 6 of Big Fatty Online for Friday, February the 8th. Today we'll have a little memory lane music that I guarantee you're gonna cuss me out all afternoon long. That's coming up with all kinds of other good stuff here on the BFO. Ooh, Lord. Oh, Lord, what a week. It's week number one, and it is coming to a close. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. And I am just writing this down on the calendar here that this is episode 6. Huh. Well, I can assure you, you ain't getting 6 fucking episodes next week. However, next week, I'm going to ask you to do something very special for me. Next week is VD week, okay? And the 14th is Thursday, and I wish all of you a happy VD on Thursday. But next week, I want you to show the love to the fat one. And I want you to do it one of two ways, or both ways. I want you to either A, tell someone brand new about the BFO and get them to come listen. I would say subscribe, but iTunes still getting the finger. But anyway, I guess you can subscribe with that RSS thing, although I don't know what that means. Or number two, you can call me and wish me a happy VD at the voice letter line. That's 206-337-1438. Now remember, when I started all this, I said it's not going to work with me just by myself. You gotta call me, you gotta stay in touch. And I think I've done a pretty good job of keeping up with all the e-letters and all the posts over at the WWW this week. But you gotta help me out here, everyone. And I understand that when you go to post over there at the WWW and you put your comment on there, some of it is in German. Only Big Fatty could ruin it by having fucking German on there. But Arthur from the Amaranth podcast, he has posted over there what all those words mean. I still don't know what they mean, but anyway, I'm guessing that you can figure it out, though. It ain't that hard. I think the fat one even figured it out, but anyway, I'm still not saying I know what it means. Now, today we have got a memory lane music that I guarantee you are going to cuss me out all afternoon long after you hear this, because it's one of those that when you hear it, it's going to get stuck in your head. And today is a sing-along memory lane music, because you all know the words. This is the same thing as Christmas carols. And, you know, you only sing them and hear them, you know, 30 days a year, and then they're out of your mind, but somehow you always know what the words are. Well, same thing for this. This is one of those memory lanes that you'll know what the words are. Now, and instead of just talking about it more, I think that we need to just play it. And today I am going to debut a new intro music, which Tim Cormall from There Are Some Who Call Me Tim, or Tim Call an Ambulance, or something like that. Tim unbelievable what Tim has done here, but if this doesn't invoke Memory Lane and the Memory Lane music, nothing will. So please, once again, Tim, they're either going to e-letter you and love you, or they're coming after you with the burning torches. So here's Tim's submission for one of our segment openings.
Who can turn the interwebs on with his smile? Who can take a podcast day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's Big Fatty and you should know it. With each segment which is always ruined, he shows it. That is all around, no need to waste it. You can have a part, why don't you take it? You're gonna listen after all. You're gonna listen after all.
Meow. That was the only thing that was missing, was the kitty. Okay. Now, today there are two Memory Lane musics. Two versions of the same song, and you'll know why there are two versions. Okay, here we go.
Come ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet, and even more when you get to the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
There's a little hotel called the Shady Rest at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
It is run by Kate, come and be her guest at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
And that's Uncle Joe, he's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction. There's a little hotel called the Shady Rest at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
It is run by Joe, come and be his guest at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
Here's our lady MD, she's as pretty as can be at the junction. Petticoat Junction.
Oh, Lord. Well, I'm sure some of you think that I am as bad as Homer Bedlow, trying to shut down the cannonball that runs between Hooterville and Pixley. And because I bastardized that by putting both of those versions together. But the reason there's two different versions of the second part of the song is that the actress that played Kate on there died, and she ran the Shady Rest Hotel, so then Uncle Joe had to take it over, and they brought June Lockhart on to be the Lady MD. She's as pretty as can be at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
Speaking of pretty as she can be, y'all, have you been over to the WWW? I talked about this on Archer's show, and I know that's once again bastardizing the Big Fatty Online. But anyway, if you will go over there, I have posted the pictures of the 9 house guests that are going to be in the Big Brother house, which starts on Tuesday. I think they go into the house actually this weekend, so they'll have some content and all. So if you're getting the Showtime After Dark, it may start this weekend. I don't know. But part of the season is that there are 9 men and there are 9 women, and they had them fill out romantic profiles before they went in, and they have put the exact match for their romantic profile in the house with them. But they don't know each other yet, okay? But what's going to happen is, if you go over to CBS.com to the Big Brother, they have got pictures of the new Big Brother house, and it's sort of a nautical look, boats and fireplaces and, you know, New England-y looking. And But all of the beds in the house are double beds or queen size beds, one of the two, I'm not sure. But anyway, there are no single beds in the house, which makes it interesting because each of the house guests will have to sleep with the perfect matched person for them. Now, they also revealed that not all of the couples are heterosexual. So there's at least two gay men, which means there has to at least be two lesbian women, which makes it interesting. But anyway, I've got the pictures posted over there, and I want you to go over there, and I want you to send me an e-letter, post over there, despite the German on the posting thing. Tell me which of the nine, give me at least two of the nine that you think are gay. And I'm going to just keep a little running total up until Tuesday, and we see how it is. There's not a whole lot of people that have responded to that yet, but a couple have. Now, also, last night on the Survivors, we had the debut of the fans versus favorites on Survivor 16, and we have five men fans on there. Now, we know at least one of them is gay, and that is Chet. He's the 48-year-old, the heinous one. And Big Fatty is touching himself over Joel. So, and Joel is the big, muscly one with the tattoos who's the firefighter. Imagine that. Now, also, I posted over there at the WWW something that Larry Cly sent to me. It was a website that was sent to him, and it's called Hot Chicks with Douchebags. Yes, that's right, Hot Chicks with Douchebags, and it's all these good-looking women and these good-looking men, but the women say that they're douchebags. And I've posted one of the douchebags on there, and he's all muscly and has the chin scruff and is wearing some kind of yellow thong. So evidently he's a douchebag. But you should go over there and look at that, and especially our ladies that listen to the show. And I know I have at least one straight man that listens to the show. That's Curtis up in Charlotte. Go over there and, Curtis, see if you would qualify as one of the douchebags. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. So, anyway, just go over there and check that out. And there's some good deliciousness over there. Now, I've had a couple of more offers from folks to be on the Gays, and I may be recording some of those episodes over the weekend. So, those of you who have indicated you would like to be on the Gays, I may be sending you an e-letter, depending on how the Fat Ones weekend goes. But I do have a couple of new people over on the Ruined Listener Map, and I would like to just talk about them. There's only a few. The first one is Candy, and Candy is out in Stockton, California. Candy, I just have a feeling you're going to really like these Hot Chicks and Douchebags website. But just call me silly, but that's just my guess. And ladies, I would like for all of you to go over there and comment on the website if you like the Hot Chicks and Douchebags website. Also have Henry, and Henry is up in Dresden, Maine, and he likes my map. Great. Nice map. Okay, it's just so fat it hangs off the page. And then I have Rebecca. Rebecca appears to be some sort of fish. Okay, she's in Carson City, Nevada. Who knew that they had fish in Carson City, Nevada? I didn't know. Who knew it? But she loves the fat, and that's really all that matters. And then I have Gavin from, how do you say that? Neconset, New York? Oh, Lord, the big one is back, he says. And he's sticking out his tongue at me or something. I don't know what that's all about. And I don't think anyone else has snuck on here in another space, but I'm just going to run down it real quick because, you know, I know you hate it when people look at the fatty map or the maps and the computers while they're doing the podcast. And, you know, God knows I hate it. Nope, I think that's it. So, anyway, if you're not on the listener map, you can do that over at the www, which, of course, as you know, you do not have to use. And since each of you are going to get a brand new listener to listen to the Big Fatty online or to call Big Fatty, you're going to have to go over to the www anyway and get the voice letter number, unless, of course, you've already got it programmed into your phone, like Bill, the gay construction worker, Drunky Bill in Florida. He calls me on my regular home phone, and I'm listening to the message, and it's Bill at the drive-thru at the Chick-fil-A ordering the number one combo, and he just thought I would want to hear that. So, Bill, thanks a lot, but, you know, when you do finally bring your ass up here to Charleston, don't show up at my door unless you've got a nugget platter in hand. That's all I'm going to say, nugget platter. And then we'll go out and have beverages. Gosh, how did I get on that? I don't know. But anyway, now, we've talked about Love Week next week. And you're going to show me your love next week. And I'm just checking my other notes that I have here. Yeah, Big Fatty isn't really prepared. He just has to make notes. By the way, did you go over and look at those Super Bowl ads like I suggested that you do? They were over on the YouTube? I don't think it was on the YouTube. It was on something else. I don't know. But anyway, do you know how much a 30-second Super Bowl ad was? Excuse me. Oh, my God. I can't say that. You know how much a 30-second Booper Soul ad was? Fucking $3 million for 30 seconds. I mean, Jesus Christ. Now, as I am recording this, the big news is that Willard is no longer in the race on the Republican side. So that only means that John McCain and what's his name, Crazy Huckabee, are still in it. Willard is out. I guess, no, Ron Paul. Is Ron Paul a Republican? Yeah, he's a Republican. I guess he's still in there too, but, you know, he's kind of crazy. Y'all, do you read? Big Fatty does not read. But, well, I read the paper every day, but Big Fatty has read one series of books that I'm just going to recommend very highly right now if you've never read them, and those are the Tales of the City books. And they are just wonderful books. They were written by a guy by the name of Armistead Maupin. In fact, there was a thing on CBS Sunday Morning a couple of weeks ago about that, and they've made a couple of made for TV movies about them. But it's Tales of the City and More Tales of the City and Further Tales of the City, and oh Lord, sweet mother of God, and Baby Cakes. But anyway, the new book in that series is Michael Tolliver Lives, and this is like years after the other series came out. But Michael Tolliver Lives is a fabulous book. It's only available in hardcover, so go out there and rent it from the library or something. And I guess that's it for week one. Who knew that I'd make it? I guess I will see you on Monday for episode 7 of Big Fatty Online. Thank you so much for all the nice comments and everything for this week, and I look forward to hearing from you during VD Week next week here on Big Fatty Online. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye-bye. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This is has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.